I will do a little bit of background on some of the social media governing laws, some of the relevant and hopefully interesting cases. We will both talk a little bit about how social media assets are currently being monetized, and then Adam will talk more specifically about licensing and monetization of data, content, and media. So, beginning with the relevant cases, social media, what are we dealing with? Most of the time, trademarks, copyrights, and publicity rights. Also some federal law, which we'll talk about. Patent law, not generally for the people that are using social media. Certainly the providers of social media have platform issues, and there's a lot of back and forth amongst Google and Samsung and other people, and the trolls or the non-practicing entities are still actively asserting patents in this space. But for today's talk, we're kind of going to avoid patents. We're going to talk about contract terms that companies sign up for when they use social media, some of these state laws on publicity rights, the FTC's role in all of this, and a little bit about copyright law. So Facebook, and I'm sure everyone's read all 15, I think it's 15, current Facebook user policies and committed those to memory. But like most social media platforms, when you go to Facebook, when you post content, you are granting a royalty-free license to them, to the content. You are responsible for it, and you have to make clear to the users that it's not Facebook's problem, and you give Facebook nominally permission to go back and reuse that content, which may or may not be an issue going forward. Twitter, and I'll let Adam correct me if I'm wrong on this, generally you cannot use Twitter in a way that's false or deceptive. They pretty much follow the FTC guidelines. If you're promoting a product or service, you, the person doing the tweet or the retweeting, are responsible for making sure you have the applicable permission, that you're not impersonating, and you're not misleading any third parties.